'Cause I gotta have faith.
Over 15 million copies of Faith have been sold around the world, and it has generated 6 top 5 singles for George Michael. Yet he's only been nominated for 2 Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year. And frankly, the president of his record label, Tommy Mottola, is puzzled.
We're always disappointed when that doesn't, you know, those kinds of things don't happen. But you can't explain the Grammys. You try and figure it out.
Michael has it figured out, by George.
In terms of awards, I've always got a better deal, really, from the public than I have from the industry. I have to be really honest, but whatever nominations, you know, to be nominated for Best Album in the Grammys is a great honor for me.
He's up against LPs by Sting, Steve Winwood, Bobby McFerrin, and Tracy Chapman. Mark Shearer, ABC News. You get a fast car. In the race for Record of the Year, the pole position is held by Fast Car. That vehicle took Tracy Chapman from the Boston Coffee House circuit to a total of 6 Grammy nominations. Her producer, David Kirschenbaum, reflects.
We were really pleasantly surprised and very excited that the nominations were as extensive as they were. And then we heard that Tracy was the first new artist to be ever nominated in that many categories. And that made us all very, very excited. And we were quite fulfilled to hear something like that.
Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror is strong competition. So is Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy. 3-time Grammy winner Anita Baker's Giving You the Best That I Got and 2-time winner Steve Winwood's Roll With It round out the field for Record of the Year. Mark Shearer, ABC News. Talking about a revolution. If there's one Grammy category that's no contest this year, it's Best New Artist. Now, Rick Astley, Tony Childs, Take Six, and Vanessa Williams all made critically or commercially successful debuts, but none had the impact of Tracy Chapman in the eyes of fellow Bostonian Amy Mann of Till Tuesday.
I mean, if anybody has smashed stereotypes of black women in music, it's Tracy Chapman.
Suzanne Vega seconds that emotion.
I think it's about time that women who write songs with intelligent lyrics, and I think it's about time that they were recognized more widely.
The only question seems to be whether Tracy Chapman will sweep all 6 categories in which she's up for Grammys. Mark Shearer, ABC News. You don't have to search hard to find the philosophy behind Bobby McFerrin's contender for Song of the Year.
I don't think there's a philosophy behind it. I think that Don't Worry, Be Happy is the philosophy.
The song was played at George Bush rallies during the presidential campaign. Until McFerrin protested.
I didn't think that Bush had a right to just sort of take it and use it. You know, if he'd asked me, you know, I think, well, I still would have said no, but I just thought it was unkind for him just to go ahead and use it.
Other candidates for Song of the Year: Sting's Be Still My Beating Heart, Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, Anita Baker's Giving You the Best That I Got, and Piano in the Dark by Brenda Russell. Mark Shearer, ABC News. New Grammy categories this year: Best Hard Rock or Metal Performance and Best Rap Performance. Jane's Addiction, Metallica, AC/DC, Iggy Pop, and Jethro Tull are vying for a rock award that USA Today music critic Edna Gunderson says is long overdue.
So many bands were being completely overlooked in the absence of this category.
There's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand.
In the rap arena, New York Times critic John Perella's figures the favorites are DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
It's sort of like suburban rap in a way. Suburban white kids like this song as much as ghetto black kids.
Other rappers in the running include LL Cool J, Salt-N-Pepa, JJ Fad, and Cool Moe Dee. Mark Shearer, ABC News. I remember one year my mom took me school shopping. It was me, my brother, A Phil Collins remake of a 60s hit, Groovy Kind of Love, up for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance, is a Grammy nominee that could be an Oscar contender. It's from the movie Buster, which stars Collins, who says he's not gone totally Hollywood.
I've been writing songs, and I'm very interested in, you know, looking forward to doing another album.
Incidentally, in 1966, the year Groovy Kind of Love went to number 2 on the charts the first time, the Grammy winner in this category was Frank Sinatra's Strangers in the Night. Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy is the competition here, along with Sting's Be Still My Beating Heart, Father Figure by George Michael, and Steve Winwood's Roll With It. Mark Shearer, ABC News. Twice in the past 3 years, Whitney Houston has won the Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Performance by a Female. One Moment in Time from the Summer Olympics album has Whitney once again going for the gold. If she's beaten here by Tracy Chapman's hit Fast Car, it's likely to be part of a big night for Chapman. And if that happens, veteran guitarist and Grammy official Rick Derringer predicts...
Let's say she did a big sweep. That was going to make all of a sudden contemporary folk music probably the most important popular form of music next year. The record companies will spend even more money on it. Contemporary folk. Who would have called that one?
The runners-up in this category probably will be the albums by Taylor Dayne, Brenda Russell, and Joni Mitchell. Mark Shearer, ABC News. You don't have to be over 40 to win the Grammy for Best Male Rock Vocal Performance, but this year, no one younger is in the running. Eric Clapton leads the way. After Midnight, the one from the beer commercial, is nominated here, plus his Crossroads compilation is also up for Best Historical Album. But USA Today's Edna Gunderson thinks Robert Palmer gets the rock vocal nod.
Simply Irresistible was a song that played for so long, and of course was such a big deal on MTV, that it's very likely that they may go for that one.
Rod Stewart, Robbie Robertson, and Joe Cocker are the other three Grammy graybeards here. Mark Shearer, ABC News. In the 1980s, the Grammy for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance has been won by just two artists, and both of them are again nominated. Pat Benatar, whose single All Fired Up is a contender, has won it four times, and Tina Turner, three times a winner here, finds her Live in Europe album nominated. So no wonder first-time nominee Melissa Etheridge feels like she's been offered membership in an exclusive club.
I feel like I finally stepped inside the door. I feel like I was looking in the window for a long time. It feels like I step inside the door and no one's thrown me out yet, so maybe I belong.
Bring Me Some Water, a track from Melissa's debut album, has been nominated, alongside the work of two other fresh faces, Tony Childs and Sinead O'Connor. Mark Shearer, ABC News. U2's Desire is one of the five nominees for Best Rock Vocal Performance by a Duo or Group. For The Edge and Bono, resurrecting the Bo Diddley beat was all in a day's work.
Our main job is to keep radio as noisy as possible.
It was good to get a rock and roll song on the radio.
We'd like to thank Bo Diddley.
Last year, this Grammy was given to U2's album, The Joshua Tree. Desire faces strong competition from Midnight Oil's Beds Are Burning and I Hate Myself for Loving You by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, plus a couple of albums, Let It Roll from the newly reformed Little Feat and Kick by In Excess. Mark Shearer, ABC News.